we continue our study on the life of Elisha on this series of messages entitled Serving Our Faithful God. And tonight's devotion is entitled She Hath No Child, 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 8 to 17. We are going to study the life of this woman from Shunem. And it came to pass on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as oft as he passed by, he turned in hither to eat bread. And she said unto her husband, Behold now, I perceive that this is an holy man of God, which passes by us continually. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed, and a table, and a stool, and a candlestick. And it shall be, when he cometh to us, that he shall turn in hither. And it fell on a day when he came hither, and he turned into the chamber and lay there. And he said to Gehazi his servant, Call this Shunammite. And when he had called her, she stood before him. And he said unto him,
Say now unto her, Behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. What is to be done for thee? Would thou be spoken for to the king, or to the captain of the host? And she answered, I dwell among my own people. And he said, What then is to be done for her?
And Gehazi answered, Verily, she hath no child, and her husband is old. And he said, Call her. And when he had called her, she stood in the door. And he said, About this season, according to the time of your life, thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, Nay, my lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto thy handmaid.
And the woman conceived, and bare a son at that season
that Elisha had said unto her, according to the time of life. Two thoughts: trusting God, doing good, and delighting in God, from verses 8 to 10, and heart's desire granted, verses 11 to 17. The Christian life is a happy journey walking with God. This blessed testimony is summarized very well by the psalmist in definable actions. He says this in Psalm 37, verses 3 to 5. Actions that bring honor and glory to God. The psalmist said, Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. What a promise that God gives to his children of fulfilled desires, answered prayers. And this is a reality for God's people. Life ought to be like that. And God wants us to enjoy the fullness of his blessing in our lives. You see here, there are five actionable commands that are given. Trust, do good, delight, commit, and trust. Right? The subject of the verb is the psalmist himself. It refers to all of us believers of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you notice that it begins with faith, and it continues and ends in faith in God. And the object of these action can be traced to God. There is a definable relationship that the psalmist has with God. The object of these actions, as we said, can be traced to God. Doing good works in the name of God is a challenge to benefit others, and it comes with an assurance that God would sustain us to meet our needs. As Jesus said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Right? Giving is an act of sacrifice. Right? An act that is enacted by faith. How can giving be more blessed than receiving? Well, you have to give in order to experience it. Right? How, when we give, you know, it seems that the supply is never exhausted. Somehow, you know, you give to God, and God give you additional strength to give some more, and you give, and still God supplies to you. Well, we have an inexhaustible resource in our great God. And the Lord wants us to understand this truth when we are willing to take a delight in God, to cheerfully obey His commandments, to keep the Sabbath day holy, to honor father and mother, to do all these things that God tells us to do in His Word. God blesses us. As we do His will, He blesses us with the desires of our hearts. Our will be so intertwined with God's will that God's goodness overflows in our lives. As the psalmist says, "My cup overfloweth." The prophet Elisha continues his ministry to the northern kingdom of Israel, and he would meet a woman who loved God and fits the description of Psalm 37, verses 3 to 5. And if you were to think carefully and consider the prophet himself, you'll find that he is also such a man who trusts God, who does good, and who commit his life to God. And, you know, God meets his needs. The place is called Shunem. If you check the Bible dictionary, you'll find that this is a place that is inherited by the tribe Issachar. It's found in Joshua chapter 19, verse 18. And it is mentioned to be a city near where the Philistines encamped when they were at war with Israel. And we want us to have a picture, right, of the prophet traveling, right, the distance of the northern kingdom. And as he passed from town to town, village to village, he needed a resting place. God would direct him from one place to another, And this woman saw the prophet passing by. Right, so we want to discuss this first thought. Trusting God, doing good, and delighting in God. Verse 8. And it fell on the day when Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as often as he passed by, he turned in hither to eat bread. And she said unto her husband, "Behold now, I perceive that this is an holy man of God, which passes by us continually. Let us make a little chamber I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed, and a table, and a stool, and a candlestick, and it shall be, when he cometh to us, that he shall turn in hither." So this woman was living in Shunem, was described as a great woman. Possibly she was well endowed with physical possessions, but I believe more than that, she was a godly woman. There is a spiritual attribute that is in her. And you know, this word great, I believe, is accorded to her for what she would do for Elisha. Right? She provided hospitality in her home for the prophet, God's prophet. And she invited Elisha to her home so that she may provide needful food for the traveling prophet. Elisha obliged. And she can see that Elisha was a holy man of God. And she discussed with her husband to make an extra room in the house to provide shelter to Elisha whenever he would pass by their way. And so you can see this woman living her life, trusting God, doing good. She had her eyes open to the needs, to the situation in Israel. And he knew that, you know, life was such that spiritually the people were very weak. And you see that God has raised Elisha to be helping the people. So as he travels around, she gets to meet him and see him passing by. And so she decided to provide hospitality to Elisha. One pastor put it this way: hospitality is a test for godliness, because those who are selfish do not like strangers, especially needy ones, to intrude upon their private lives. So true, isn't it? We need that private space for ourselves, and oftentimes we find it difficult to share it. They prefer their own friends who share their lifestyle. Only the humble have the necessary resources to give of themselves to those who could never give of themselves in return. The Apostle Paul described providing hospitality and helping the needy as a spiritual grace in the lives of godly Christians. He says in Romans 12, verse 13, distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. But you find that not everyone is like that. You recall when the disciples of Jesus were sent to minister to the people, they were very hungry, and it was on the Sabbath day, and you know, this is found in Matthew chapter 12, how the Pharisees rebuked the disciples for working when they took the corn from the field. You know, they rub with their hands so that they are able to extract the corn and eat something because they were hungry. Right? They were going about doing the work of the Lord as instructed by our Lord Jesus, sent out by him. And it was a Sabbath day, they needed something to eat. And so these Pharisees, instead of, you know, helping these hungry disciples, right, decided to rebuke them. Said, "You can't work, right? Taking the corn, rubbing it with your hand, putting it in your mouth is work." So it was quite ridiculous. Right? And Jesus had to rebuke them, right, and said to them, teach them of that, you know, even on the Sabbath day, God's law permit works of necessity. And, you know, one of the important things is these people are hungry. You don't give them food, they won't survive long. Right? And Jesus cited the example of the high priest at Nob, who gave David the bread that was taken from the table of showbread that was in the tabernacle, because he was hungry and there was nothing to eat. Although it was food reserved for the priest only, right, David was not condemned for taking the sacred bread to quell his hunger. So it is for the disciples. So you'll find that, you know, as a prophet of God, oftentimes they face, or you know, the life of Elijah, face many persecutions, very tough, much weariness, right? And oftentimes in desperate need. There are those who are hostile to God's servants and persecute them. Hebrews 13 verses 1 to 3 says, "Let brotherly love continue. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember them that are in bonds, as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity, being yourselves also in the body." So he says, remember those who have need around you, right? And you find that possibly these strangers were believers who were fleeing from persecution, and they were hard pressed to find food and lodging. And so to provide hospitality, well, was something that you find would be a great blessing to the people who received it, right? And Elisha, who faced many hostile enemies in Israel, welcomed the hospitality. So you find that, you know, out of maybe 50 homes that are in that town, possibly only one home that is like that. People who love the Lord. But you find that, you know, those who love God and would be willing to serve Him and do the things of God for the people of God, for the benefit of His people, right, God blesses them. So you see, this woman was a kind soul, providing warmth and shelter. You see that this woman has a heart. Both the woman and Elisha are good examples of lives of faith that brings honor and glory to God. So, as the psalmist testified to us, they did good works of kindness to bless others. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord. So for this woman, Elisha was surely not the first person that she helped. But because of her kindly ways, because of her kindly disposition toward others, right, the Lord God blessed her. Right, so we want to see the consequence of good things that we do in the name of the Lord. Heart's desire granted. Verses 11 to 17. Well, do you have certain heart cry, heart desire that is unfulfilled, you know? Well, sometimes you ask yourself, how does it happen? You know, what do I do? Is God going to answer my prayer? Well, the answer is there. All what we need to do is simply to do what God wants us to do daily, I walk with him, love him, trust him, do good as God brings us, bring our hands to do. And we see how God blesses this woman. So Elijah was very much blessed by the hospitality of this lady. A prophet's life is fraught with dangers and often weariness. And you recall in 1 Kings 19, when Elijah heard the threat of Jezebel, he simply became so overwhelmed with the threat and became so fearful that he ran for his life, you know, and he was in a state of depression. He did not consult the Lord. He simply ran away, and Beersheba, you know, was the southernmost tip of the promised land. He just ran and ran and ran. Right? He felt himself in exhaustion and under the shade of a solitary tree. He was so overwhelmed. He was despaired even of his very life. He did not want to live anymore. How did God refresh his servant? We saw how the Lord provided for him food and provided him with rest and refreshing. So you see, how do you overcome weariness, depression? Well, one of the things is needful rest, needful consumption of food, right? Nourishment would refresh the person. The Lord did not chide him, but the Lord nourished him, and the nourishment strengthened him. So Elijah was reminded of how God nourished him at the brook Cherith. Right? He was initially asked to run, you know, and escape to a solitary stream all by himself by the Jordan River, and how God provided for him. Then he was sent to a poor widow, and how the poor widow also provided for him. Right? The bread never stopped reproducing itself. And we want us to think and consider, right, how, you know, Elijah fell into a state of depression. The Lord asked him, I have been very jealous why he was depressed. I've been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thy altars, slain thy prophets with the sword, and I am left, and they seek my life to take it away. So you find that, you know, anyone who is in any form of capacity serving God, you find that it is a spiritual warfare. Right? If you are walking with God, you are truly trying to do the work of God, you find that, oh, not easy. There are times when you need refreshing. Okay? Refreshing. So the Lord, he told the Lord of his desperate situation. And the Lord took him to a cave and showed him his power. Right? Showed him that he was not alone. There are 7,000 others, right, who was with him. And so God himself ministered to Elijah. Right? You see here, God used this woman to minister to Elisha. Right? Was the spiritual climate any better during the time of Elisha compared with the time of his mentor Elijah? Not better. In fact, it will grow from bad to worse until 722 BC, when God will send the Assyrians to destroy the entire northern kingdom. Okay? So if we think that the challenge of Elijah was great during his time, right, the challenge of Elisha was even greater under these northern kings in which Elisha has to minister. And so this woman provided a needful help to the prophet. And the Lord enabled this lady and Elisha to minister to Elisha, that God's work is advanced. Right, we see how God blesses her by opening her womb to give her a son. In the fullness of time, God blessed her with a son, according to Elisha's prayer for her. The question was asked by Elijah, what need has this woman? How can we thank her for her hospitality, for what she had done toward us? And the answer is obvious. They didn't have any children. Right? When a couple grows old, who's going to take care of them? Right? So the answer was quite clear. Right? If God would provide posterity for them, right? This would be needful for their old age. Right? As Psalm 127 tells us, "Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward." They did good in the sight of God, and God blesses them with their heart's desire. Happy is as arrows in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath a quaver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Well, you have a children, they will be surrounding you. Right? When you are old, when you are physically infirm, you know, you find that the children are there to be around, to help you. Indeed, children are the best help and support to aged parents. And Elisha, through his servant Gehazi, saw that having a child is the best way she can be rewarded for loving the Lord. And so, if you ask yourself, what is the need that we have? Well, we all have some form of desires in our heart as we are upon earth. And what is it that, you know, is bugging you? Well, the Lord says that if you would have faith to serve him, to do good, to commit your life to God, you know, as Abraham's steward Eliezer said, "I was in the way of the Lord and the Lord led me." Right? We are doing the things of God, and along the way he blesses us with all the things that we need. And you know, this promise is very, very true. It's a promise that will take place, guaranteed. You know, it's a guaranteed promise from God. This is what God's word says he will do for his people. Would we be willing to serve him? You know, we are not speaking about, you know, God giving us a blank check. But what we are saying is that we have a God who really cares for us, who really know what, you know, are our deepest needs. But the Lord also wants us to love him for all that he has for us, he has done for us. And when we are connected with him, well, God never leaves his children without help. So this woman was blessed with a child. Elisha prayed for her, and God answered Elisha's prayer. So for Elisha, it's the same, right? He was doing the will of God, trusting in the Lord, doing good in the land of Israel. And she was blessed. He was blessed. And he would like to bless others too. And you see that this prayer of faith, according to God's will, was answered. Dear friends, oftentimes we live our lives, you know, thinking that we are alone, you know, that God doesn't hear our prayers and doesn't know our needs. But have we not asked ourselves if really we have been trusting Him, walking with Him, doing His will? Because if we have been walking with Him, doing His will, serving Him, would He not take care of our needs? Every one of our needs He would take care. And, you know, we can say as a psalmist, "My cup overfloweth." We have a very good God whom we serve. And the Lord wants us to know that. And He wants us to receive His blessing. Trusting God, doing good, delighting in Him. Heart's desire granted. May God bless His people with strength, courage to do His will and to receive His rewards and blessing. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we want to thank Thee for Thy mercy toward us. Truly, we are undeserving. But Lord, Thou hast allowed us to be redeemed by Thy mercy. And we are redeemed from sin unto holiness, from debauchery to goodness. O Lord, may Thou help us to enjoy this, the goodness that we receive from Thee, and to extend it to the people around us. O Lord, may Thou strengthen the hearts of Thy people to have faith, to trust in Thee, to have faith to do good, and to have faith to continue to delight in obeying Thee and doing the things that pleases Thee. O God, may Thou bless Thy people with their heart's desire. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.